Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. A commercial airline pilot made a particularly bad landing one day. The wheels of the big jet hit the runway with a jarring thud. Afterward, the pilot stood at the door while the passengers exited, and he gave each of them a smile, saying, "Thanks for flying with us today." But in light of the bad landing, the pilot was struggling just a bit with anxiety. He was certain that someone would surely have a critical comment to offer about that rough landing, and yet no one said a word. Finally, everyone had gotten off the plane except for one elderly woman moving slowly, making her way down the aisle. As she approached the pilot, she asked, "Son, mind if I ask a question?" "Not at all," the pilot bravely replied. "Well, I was just wondering, did we land or were we shot down?" Have you ever had days like that? Days when circumstances left you feeling shot down. Maybe there wasn't even anything in particular happening. You just felt like a cloud was hanging over your head. You had a nagging feeling you couldn't shake. Waking in the night, sleep evaded you. There was an impending sense of anxiety that couldn't really be defined. Well, without a doubt, there's plenty to worry about these days. Who among us never worries about financial stability or job security, either for ourselves or for our loved ones? A major source of anxiety is caused by external events beyond our control. Political differences, global issues, war, other unforeseen events like unpredictable weather, these all bring us a sense of helplessness. Concerns about personal health or the well-being of family members or friends can certainly trigger plenty of sleepless nights. And then there's just simply the actions of others. Sometimes family members or coworkers or friends act in a way that significantly impacts our lives, compounding our stress. Well, despite all these opportunities to go into stress overload, I believe today's scripture readings are an effective antidote to the toxicity of anxious worry. Whether worries of the past or for the present or maybe even the future, today's lesson from Revelation paints a beautiful picture of hope. John, the author of this revelation, tells about the culmination of all we know to be true about God and the new life, the new beginning that God promises to all believers. Hear again John's words as he paints this beautiful vision. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the one seated on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.' The angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit. On the throne of God and of the Lamb will be glory, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. There will be no more need of light from lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. What a beautiful picture of what is to be. What is to be when we reach the final destination of our faith journey, when we're fully and completely in the glorious presence of Almighty God. All striving to connect with God will end because we will be with God and know Him in all completeness. What a joy that will be! No longer will we have fear of the unknown. It will indeed be a new beginning and a new life. Well, living with God's new beginning in mind helps us bring this earthly life into perspective. No matter how difficult things may seem, no matter how deep our fears or great our heartaches, the suffering of our earthly lives are not God's final plan for us. God's vision for all of us lies on the other side, the side of a new heaven and a new earth, the side our Lord is preparing for us, that place with our God that will be our everlasting home. This is why Jesus was able to speak so definitively in today's gospel. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I give not as the world gives. So don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let them be afraid. This message of God's assurance to us is much like this beautiful story that I'll share with you now about a mother and her daughter named Julie. Julie and her mother were an inseparable pair. Ever since the death of Julie's father, they had shared every difficulty, every challenge, every opportunity together. But now Julie was ready to board a plane that would take her to college in a distant state. And as with every transition, there was excitement, yet fear for both of them. Julie was worried about leaving her mom at home alone, and she was nervous about finding her way in the world without her mother by her side, supporting her and cheering her on. As they waited for the boarding call, signaling the start of Julie's journey, her mom had a few parting words of encouragement. Now, Julie, you're going to experience many new and exciting things, but there will be a time when you won't know which way to turn. Do you remember when you were little? You used to tug at my arm to get what you wanted, and I'd see that you got what you were after. Remember when you'd get too close to the road, and I'd holler for you to keep away from there? Well, Julie, I may not be right by your side, but I'm still going to be there in your heart. And yes, it's true, I'm not going to be there by your side to kiss away the hurts when you fall or hold you tight when the big storms come rolling along, but I'll be as close as a peanut in your pocket whenever you need me. Just listen with your heart. You'll hear me whispering that everything's going to be all right. With those words, it was time for a final hug, and Julie boarded the plane. And as those engines geared up and the plane began to roll down the runway, Julie's eyes welled with tears as she thought of her mother's words. As she reached in her jacket pocket for a Kleenex, her fingers discovered something unexpected. And what do you think it was? A peanut in its shell. Julie's mama was sending a message right along with her so she would not forget. Friends, This is our good news today. Our peanut in the pocket. No matter how fearful we may feel about the present or the future, we can live each day. We can face each challenge. We can rise to each opportunity, remembering God's everlasting promises kept closely in our hearts. For God's vision in our life is larger than whatever anxiety we face. And knowing this, we can live with a sure and certain peace that defies all understanding. We can claim the peace Jesus promises, knowing that his light is there to guide us on the path to life everlasting with our God.